Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental. This is indeed 433 with your host, Gregory Ginn. On tonight's beautiful, was not so beautiful earlier, Monday. Indeed, it was a busy week for 433. This show is dedicated to new music, contemporary classical, and avant-garde. We were in attendance at the Vancouver New Music Festival 2014. Sonic Topography, Sound, Music, and Sustainability. In fact, we did a live broadcast on 2 days, on Thursday, October 16th, and just yesterday at CIRS and UBC campus. I wanted to, feature some of the highlights from the show. Vancouver New Music Sonic Topographies was where composers and sound artists all over the world turned their ears to the music of the earth. And so we heard from the likes of Akio Suzuki, Annie Lockwood, Hildegard Westerkamp, John Luther Adams, and Michael O'Neill, amongst many others. On tonight's program, I wanted to feature two of those artists. I had the lucky opportunity to have an interview with Akio Suzuki, which I'm afraid for time constraints, I won't be able to broadcast this week. But I did want to play his solo performance. Akio Suzuki is a legendary Japanese sound artist who's been performing, building instruments, and presenting sound installations for nearly 40 years. Annie Lockwood, originally from New Zealand, will be presenting Jitterbug, a Jitterbug Counterpoints hydrophone recordings of aquatic insects and fish with three musicians' interpretations of the markings on rocks. Jitterbug for 6-channel tape and 3 musicians. So without further ado, half of the program dedicated to Akio Suzuki's solo performance, the other half, Annie Lockwood, and Jitterbug. And this was a live broadcast, which is now not so live anymore, from the Vancouver New Music Festival 2014, Sonic Topographies, Sound, Music, and Sustainability.
ก็เป็นการชีวิตเรียนรู้ว่าร้อนว่าเป็นที่เที่ยวน้องอิจฉาจริงมันก็ลงไปที่เหนือที่จุดบอยเอาราชน้องกับท่านเก็บบอกอีตุลาโครงการเราถูกไปเขาบอกว่าดูบอยเราบุกไปจับบุกติดต่อพูด
Isn't it amazing what you can do with a couple of pebbles, a few mallets, a piece of wood, a piece of metal, and a couple of self-made instruments? Next up we have Anea Lockwood. Anea was born in New Zealand, moved to Britain, moved to the United States in the 70s. And this is Jitterbug for 6-channel tape and 3 musicians. So it will feature J.P. Carter on trumpet, Peggy Lee on cello, and Lisa K. Miller on piano. By the way, the piano has been prepared, as they say, in that there are various pieces of, well, various objects inside the piano itself, so it gives a very different kind of resonance from what we're used to. I hope you enjoy this piece. And this is once again 433 with your host, Gregory Gann. We broadcast experimental, contemporary classical, new and avant-garde music. every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m. Coincidentally, the Vancouver New Music Sonic Topographies Festival, as covered by CITR, will be available for podcast in a few days' time. So if you missed it, you will be able to hear it once again. And if you'd like to learn more about me, well, then you can join my Twitter at CITR_433. The name of the show derives itself from John Cage's seminal work. Here we go. We won't be able to hear the whole piece, unfortunately, but we will hear the vast majority of it. This is Jitterbug and Neil Lockwood.
Silence your devices and put them away. Thank you. Thank you.
And now we're about to hear Anya Lockwood. Originally from New Zealand. And this is a piece titled Jitterbug from 2007.
Thank you. Thank you.
we've heard a part of Anil Lockwood's Jitterbug. Up next, Gak and the Exploding Head Movies. Thank you for listening.